Bob Dylan fans can book their trips now. A museum called the Bob Dylan Center opens tomorrow in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I'm writers and critics who prophesize with your pen.
Dylan was born in Minnesota, and he came up through the New York City folk scene. So who would have prophesized that this center would be in Tulsa?
Well, Stephen Jenkins is the director of the Bob Dylan Center, and he says in part it's because Tulsa is also where you'll find a shrine to another legendary folk musician, the Woody Guthrie Center.
And of course, Dylan always saw Guthrie as a formative influence and felt that, you know, if my materials are going to be anywhere, why not on the same block as Guthrie's?
Hey, hey, Woody Guthrie, I wrote you a song.
Quite a few, in fact. Inside, visitors will find the many artifacts and personal papers that Dylan gave the center.
This is 100,000 items, give or take. We have handwritten notebooks where you see the earliest versions of the song lyrics that went into, say, the Blood on the Tracks album, which really provide a whole new window into Dylan's creative process.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed. Wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red.
Fans can also get hands-on access to his music.
We have an experience here that's very much like a recording studio. You can take a song like a Rolling Stone. We can separate out that song into its individual tracks. And in a sense, visitors can play engineer, so you can hear the organ that Al Cooper played. Or you can choose to focus on Dylan's voice.
To be without a home, like a complete unknown.
The thing is, though, don't expect Bob Dylan himself to drop by. Stephen Jenkins says once Dylan parted with his archives, he really had very little input.
It's not so much his style. You know, this is someone who famously espoused the don't look back philosophy, right? He's more interested in tomorrow night's show. It's not so much his nature to look back.
You, however, can look back all you want.
I'm closing the book on the pages and the text, and I don't really care.